I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms today, especially later this afternoon into tonight. Expect a high near 80 degrees. Harvey is making its way into this region. The National Weather Service in Paducah's lead forecaster, Chris Knowles, says Harvey's impact will hit the hardest starting late today into tonight and tomorrow.
Right now, we are forecasting 4+ inches across western Kentucky with a sharp gradient to the north and west, tapering off to less than an inch quickly north and west of the Ohio River.
Knowles says winds will pick up, but probably not higher than 25 miles an hour or so. There is a marginal risk of severe storms, especially in Kentucky. Governor Bruce Rauner visited several schools around the region yesterday, touting new school funding plans that the General Assembly just approved. His first stop was in Ball Charter in Springfield. And Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes was there.
The governor didn't show up alone. A handful of lawmakers joined him, including State Representative Avery Bourne, a Republican from Raymond. She served on Rauner's bipartisan School Funding Reform Commission and was part of a smaller group he briefly assigned to negotiate a compromise. That was all before he vetoed a Democratic proposal and tried to insert his own sweeping changes, most of which didn't make it into the final deal. So after his victory speech, I had a question for Bourne. What would you say was the governor's main contribution to getting this done?
You know, I want to commend him for saying get a deal, and I think that was the charge of the governor's office.
She says credit for getting this monumental new funding plan across the goal line should go to the four leaders of the House and Senate. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
Much like Monday's vote on school funding, Southern Illinois' state senators were split on the legislation when it went through their chamber. Although they're all Republicans, the four who represent the WSIU listening area split their votes on the bill. Senators Dale Fowler of Harrisburg and Kyle McCarter of Lebanon voted no. Senators Paul Schimpf of Waterloo and Dale Ryder of Mattoon voted yes. Governor Rauner is expected to sign that bill today. Schools are breathing a bit easier after the passage of the education funding reform bill. Mike Gouch is superintendent in Harrisburg. He says the first order of business will be to pay back loans from when lawmakers didn't have education funding bills passed.
First thing we will do is we have $1 million that we've borrowed in tax anticipation warrants. We will pay that off plus the interest.
Gouch adds that schools in his district were within weeks of closing before the bill was approved. Governor Rauner is expected to sign that bill later today so that more than 800 school districts across the state can get their money. For the second year in a row, SIU's Carbondale campus is on the Sierra Club's 2017 Cool Schools list. The 62 criteria were studied, and the Cool School criteria measured sustainability aspects of campus facilities and academic departments. We've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. Expect a high near 80 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.